Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny afternoon across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv is pleasantly warm. Haifa is also basking in sunlight, making it the perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, earlier today, the U.S. must prioritize Hezbollah in the Iran deal. Hezbollah turns U.S.-Iran negotiations into a wider regional security test for Israel and Lebanon. Also, from I-24 News, just in, the IDF uncovers a Hezbollah arsenal stashed inside a southern Lebanon school. They seize a cache of 130 weapons hidden inside. Also this hour, from Axios, earlier this hour, Senator Rubio will host Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors for talks. This comes amid fighting between Israel and Hezbollah and an Israeli ground invasion in southern Lebanon. Separately, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, Israeli officials express concern over potential escalation in the north. And finally, from Haaretz this morning, a new report highlights the humanitarian impact of the conflict on Lebanese civilians. Here's what people are saying online. Amit Segal, a prominent Israeli journalist, posted minutes ago that the IDF claims to have found a Hezbollah arms cache in a school in Bint Jebel, southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, an account known as Jewish Warrior posted just now highlighting the discovery of the weapons in the school in Bint Jael, Lebanon. David Keyes, an activist, shared a simple formula just minutes ago. He advises to oppose actions that keep the Iranian regime in power and favor those that expedite its removal. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran negotiations, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the presence of Hezbollah has complicated discussions, turning them into a broader security issue for both Israel and Lebanon. Experts suggest this could influence regional stability and future diplomatic efforts. Turning to the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon, reported by I-24 News. The seizure of weapons from a school highlights the ongoing threat from Hezbollah. This discovery raises concerns about the use of civilian infrastructure for military purposes, potentially endangering local populations. Meanwhile, Axios reports on diplomatic efforts. Senator Rubio's planned talks aim to address the ongoing conflict and seek a ceasefire. This diplomatic push comes as tensions remain high, with hopes for a peaceful resolution. Now on the economic front. First, from Globes, new immigrants purchase a Tel Aviv seafront home for 70 million shekels. The luxurious apartment offers a stunning view and a spacious balcony. Separately, Maariv Business reports the dollar has fallen below 3 shekels. This unexpected currency movement raises questions about the shekel's resilience amid high-tech exits and gas influx. And finally, from CTech, a study reveals the end of immunity for high-tech workers. The rise of AI contributes to increasing unemployment in programming and sales roles, signaling shifts in the job market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.